The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors and all the stuff that goes with it. Sometimes regulations, and sometimes we talk about firearms. Sometimes we talk about, well, just about anything. You name it, we talk about it. We try to give you a break from the drumbeat of politics leading up to this presidential election, but we can't ignore it. We do have an election underway, a run-up to an election day process underway. We have two established candidates in the race. The two political parties are doing their battle of wits and battle of words on a daily basis. And, of course, I don't care how you're registered to vote, just as long as you are registered to vote, as our listeners, 99% of them, I don't know, maybe less, maybe more, are registered to vote. I hope you are, and I hope you do take available of your right to elect your own representatives on a local, state, county, national level. You know, we have a big election coming up. We do have a lot of issues in our country that we didn't have a few years back. The pandemic of COVID-19 changed a lot of things, the way we do business, the way our goods and services are delivered, the way we communicate, the way we buy and sell things in this country, changed dramatically. And there's no getting around the fact that prices have increased, costs have increased, fuel has increased, and are we headed down the right path under the current leadership in our country or not? That's a decision you have to make. And that's a decision, if you want to change it, you're going to have to vote. Now, I don't want to hear an excuse, well, I don't register to vote because I don't want to serve on jury duty. Well, guess what? That's not how they'd select potential jurors in our state. It's all based on your driver's license. So if you have a driver's license, you have the potential to serve jury duty. I've been called several times. Most of the time, you make it through. You don't get picked. That's why there's such a large jury pool. You know, 400 or 500 people in the pool, and the odds are you're not going to get picked. And even if you do, so what? So what? People deserve to have a jury of their peers hear their cases. So, you know, I realize jury duty is an inconvenient thing, but it is not the only thing. I think the future of our state, I think the future of your community, I think the future of our country is far more important on whether you serve a few days on jury duty. So get out there, register to vote, go vote, whether you vote early by mail or whether you go to the polls early and vote, or whether you go on election day, which is the most fun time anyway. But make sure you make your choice. You know, as far as how you're registered to vote to listen to this show, I don't care. And I'm not going to fight you on your decision. Okay? I know what my decision is. I've already made my decision on who I'm voting for in the upcoming elections, and I'm sure many of you have. Many of you are still undecided. I just hope you look at the issues. You look at the policies of the persons, the two people that are competing. You look at, here's what we don't have, that we have the history of of the one person on one side on what happened when that person was in charge, and we have the history of the other person on the other side of what happened when that person was in charge in the administration. And you really have something to compare with each other. You don't have unknowns like we've typically had. So just take a look. And that's about all I'm going to say on elections right now. I'm cutting it right down the middle. I will say this. If you are a gun owner, I think the choice is clear. If you are a Second Amendment supporter and you support the right to keep and bear arms, I think the choice is clear. I think you look at the person who said, I'm not going to mess with the Second Amendment, as opposed to someone who wants to buy your firearm back, you know, have the government buy your firearm back and ban certain firearms. Choice is clear there, that's for sure, just on that one issue. Everything else, you've got to make your own decision on. 410 WCBM 680. I'm not getting into political discussion. That's what this show is, to escape from that. This show is to give you a break from all that cacophony, noise, and, you know, back and forth. We like to talk about the escape. We like to talk about ways to relax, ways to get away. You know, go fishing, go hunting, enjoy the outdoors, enjoy God's creation, what He's provided for us, you know. But we do have to live our daily lives. You know, we have to live with our work. We have to live with our families. We have to live with, the cost of living. So just keep all that in mind. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. We just got a text. What does that mean? That means that Clay in Owings Mills is on hold. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you today? You sound well.
Well, I feel good.
Good.
Yeah, I feel good.
It's about time to add Willie Nelson's song "Vote 'Em Out" to the rotation again.
we might have to play that. I'm sure Aaron heard that, so maybe we'll stick that in the rotation here. Maybe if you'd like to hear it today, we'll try to play it today. How's that sound, Aaron? There you go. Okay, Clay.
So, all right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anyway, I just wanted to call and say hi and say vote early and vote often.
I got it, buddy.
Yeah, okay. Because we're not headed down a good road right now.
Well, I tend to agree with that, Clay. I tend to agree with that. And do we want to continue heading down that road?
No.
Or do we want to, you know, when we come to the fork in the road, take it, you know? So
yeah, there you go. Well, what I said the other day, if you have a flat tire on your truck, you change it. You don't wait around and drive it four more years to see if it gets better. You change it.
Good point. Good point. All right, brother.
I appreciate it.
All right, Clay.
How's Robin doing, by the way?
I was going to tell everybody, we had a family event on Sunday. And it was a get-together of Robin's side of the family. And everybody was taking pictures, her sister and their kids and Robin and our kids and that type of thing, grandkids. Everybody was there. Everybody got their pictures taken. It was beautiful. Nice country setting up there in Queen Anne's County. And Robin did great. She absolutely did great. And she's lost a lot of weight. She's back down to, you know, fighting weight, and she's feeling better. Not 100%, you know, still some of the same old issues nagging on, but the medications are getting adjusted, and the doctors are doing everything they can, and everything is great. I mean, she's just she looks good, she feels good, and she's not there yet quite to get back on the air or get doing a lot of stuff, but She's come a long, long way in the last 2 months. A long, long way. So,
well, I will say this, that Robin always looks good.
Yeah, I agree with you, buddy. I agree.
Like I'm keeping a good thought for her. I miss her, and hopefully she'll be back. But things like that take a long, long time. I've been well over a year now trying to get back to where I was, and I'm still not, but I'm getting there.
You're getting there. That's right. Yes, sir. So.
All right,
Clay.
Have a good week.
You too. Same to you, buddy. Thank you very much. All right.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Clay. Bye-bye. Yep. All right. Let's talk to JJ. Good morning, JJ. How are things in Tillman?
It's great, as always. Listen, I wanted to talk to you guys about the sick of deer and the tag that they put on the tag, the $200 tag. I think that's been a long time coming. And personally, I don't think it's high enough, because when we go out of state to hunt elk, say out west, we pay like $500 to $600 just to get that tag, and it's not guaranteed. It goes into a point system for like a lottery drawing, and your money carries over, and they take $100 out of it every year. My point is, the guys that come from out of state, we don't mind you coming to Maryland to hunt, but we go to your state. Like I used to hunt PA, and I'd go up there. I was allowed $1. And if I killed it with bow, then I wasn't allowed to take another buck during the muzzleloader gun season. They can come to Maryland, and they can kill, my God, they can kill 3 stags. They can kill, what, up to 6 whitetail bucks and unlimited does in some counties.
No, three whitetails, that's all.
Yeah, but the point I'm making is they have such a large amount of, that they can take in our state, and they're complaining about just a $200 tag. And they got to look at, this is, the Eastern Shore, well, Maryland now it's spreading into different states, but the sick of deer are a resource that is very valuable to Maryland. I mean, it's just, they're not everywhere, and they got to protect the herd. They really got to, you know, take a look and protect the herd and put, like, a restriction on antler, you know, height and stuff. But let's say they limit the hinds to 1. That'd be great. You give them a chance to come back, because when I was in my 20s in hunting, I was nothing to see 40 deer in a day. Oh, I mean herds of deer. Now you're lucky to see 2 or 3 together. It's just a dramatic change in the.
Oh, wait, are you talking about whitetails? Or are you talking about sick of deer?
Sick of deer. When I was hunting down in Dorchester off Route 16, when I was in my 20s, I mean literally, we hunted a piece of property we leased out. It was like 3,800 acres, and it was nothing in a day to see 30 to 40 deer.
Okay, JJ, hold on 1 second. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question. Are you blaming out-of-state hunters for the decline in sighting of sick of deer during the daylight hours?
To an extent, yes, because I've witnessed this. The drivers that come down, the Amish, and I'm singling them out because that's who it is, they come down from PA, and I watched them drive across the marsh directly in front of me, I mean, shooting, and you know what Phragmites grass is, right?
I do, yeah, sure.
Okay, I've watched them shoot at movement in Phragmites grass, and Lord, it's going to happen. One day they're going to hit a hunter because they're shooting at movement or a deer running through the grass. You might have a hunter decided to walk out during midday, and the guy gets shot because these people are shooting at movement. They shoot.
Okay.
Let me
stop you right there. I understand, and we're not here to, you know, we're not here to bash other hunters, because, you know, buckshot is legal in Dorchester County simply because of the popularity of the deer drive through the marshes, okay? And
right.
it's not one group or another, because it's everybody that does it, and they're not all Amish. But I will say this, all right, let me throw this out to you here just real quick. Have you considered the amount of deer that have been killed year-round, 24/7, 365, on deer management permits that are now issued to be able to shoot those deer at night? Are you considering the fact that the farmers in Dorchester County bait those deer off of the wildlife refuges and anywhere they can come from at night for the specific reason of killing as many as possible? Are you taking into consideration that there are farmers who invite people to hunt on their properties any time of the year to kill sick of deer on deer management permits? Are you giving any of the, are you blaming the hunters for the decline in sick of deer, or have you taken that piece of the puzzle into consideration?
I have considered that. They're called deprivation permits.
I know what they're called. I know all about it. So go ahead.
Okay, so I understand that, and I understand there has to be a point where the farmers are concerned with the crops and the taking of the deer to reduce the pressure on their crops.
I agree.
But what I don't like, and this is just my what I've seen over the years, I hunt Blackwater Wildlife Refuge.
I love
the refuge.
Right.
Okay, but I've seen these hunters come in there. Well, let's just say this much. When they're using double-odd bucks, are they crippling more deer than they're harvesting?
Well, let me say this, JJ. You won't have to worry about that too much because you're going to have to start buying copper ammunition. You're going to have to start buying copper slugs. You're going to have to start buying copper sabots for your muzzle loader because the lead ban is going to go into effect next year. So those guys shooting lead buckshot will not be doing that practice anymore unless they figured out a way to buy copper buckshot.
Right. Well, I know I've heard about that coming down the pike, and I think that's a good rule coming down. I just wish that they could, you know, try to control the taking of the hinds and put a restriction on the antlers of the sickest stag. I mean, because most of the stags I see that people are taking out are four pointers, little fours.
So what?
Boys. I know, but I'll just...
JJ, so what?
I get you, but I want to see the population back to where it was.
I don't think there's been any reduction in the population, quite frankly. I think the deer have moved. I think the deer adapt. You know, they're not going to continue to go to where the sound of gunshot is. They're going to just get deeper in the marsh if they have to. They're going to go more nocturnal. I think you're going to see that. I mean, when I see pictures, and I see plenty of them, of these fellas that have their farm set up, their private areas set up, they've got their feeders in, and there's 30, 40 deer on a feeder at night. There's no problem with the population there, okay?
Right.
And there are private landowners who self-impose antler restrictions. On the farm that I hunt, we're not allowed to kill a spike. Wait a minute. There's an annual limit of 10 hinds on that farm. Okay,
yeah.
And it maybe should be more because the landowner says, "Look, we're surrounded by public land. If you see, and this is the reason for the hind limit. If you see a group of deer leaving the property and headed towards public ground, you have my permission to shoot the lead hind and turn those deer around because when they get across that line on public property." And the hunters who hunt public property will walk in with a climbing stand. They'll climb up on the very edge of the private land where they're managed. And whatever comes across the line, they will shoot. And this is not non-residents per se. This is resident and non-resident. And I will tell you something. I've hunted that farm on the popular days of the season. And when the deer cross the line, you know it because shot after shot after shot after shot rings out, okay?
Yeah.
And a lot of deer die. And it's not anybody exercising, you know, not shooting the hind, and it's not everybody not shooting whatever comes across the line because they're just killing deer. And if you think that you're supporting this $200 tag, that's going to help the population because it'll keep more people from coming to Maryland, I'm not sure that it will. 3,200 non-resident permits were issued the first year they had the $25 tag. 3,200 non-resident tickets, okay? So what I just mentioned, and I'm hearing this from the hunting community, I'm hearing this from the business owners, the fear is that the people that are going to pay that $200 tag aren't going to be restricted to taking, you know, a antler restricted stag. They're not going to focus on a 6 point or a you know 5 point or a 4 point or whatever. No. They're going to take those hinds. They're going to take those young deer. They're going to quote unquote get their money's worth.
I get what you're saying, but I just over the years I've been hunting. Oh my God, I'm 66, and I've been hunting since I was in my early 20s. And I've seen a dramatic change in the numbers, and that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I personally don't think that the numbers are valid because when they do a deer count, and I noticed for a fact when the refuge does a deer count, they're driving in different sections. They're counting deer through the vehicle. And
yeah.
Sometimes they'll put up a unit, the survey from the air, but they're not getting the amount of deer that they're seeing that they used to see with the numbers. I know the numbers have changed. All I'm saying is I'd like to see the population to be higher than what it is currently right now. That's all I'm saying. I know they've got to be hunted.
It's right.
Just that they need restrictions. And that $200 that I talked about earlier, I don't think that was enough. That's just my own opinion.
Listen, I respect it, but you know, at least leave the possibility open to having a discussion about it.
All right, you got it.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right, good luck. Maybe we'll see you in the stand someday. Take care.
All right,
JJ. Bye-bye. There we go. So, you know, I appreciate it, folks. I really do. Right now, though, I got to appreciate our sponsors. Yeah, I do. I got to appreciate Backyard Billy's, that's for sure. You know, winter's right around the corner. Of course, you got plenty of time to dress up your backyard, you know, with lots of parties coming up. And, you know, you got Labor Day next weekend, and, you know, everybody's going to have crabs, and maybe over the weekends you'll have some family get-togethers like we did last weekend. And you know, plenty of time left to do that. And, you know, you go out there and you look at that picnic table and you go, yeah, it's pretty rickety. I don't know if it's going to make it the rest of this summer or not. But why don't you head out there to Backyard Billy's and see that giant selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture. There's tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs in all styles and heights and sizes. And, I mean, the selection just walking through the lot is unbelievable. Believable. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island when you go by. Swing sets, or, well, whatever you want to call them, gym sets. Great Christmas present for the kids. Storage sheds. Oh, my gosh, there's greenhouses and chicken coops, and there's dog kennels, and there's pergolas, and there's gazebos, and there's lighthouses, and all that big stuff has free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside the showroom, you're going to see the barbecue grills, you know, pellet grills by Traeger and Memphis, or ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. But behind the grill section is Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. A complete selection of a number of different wood-fired stoves, freestanding and inserts. You got gas fireplace inserts like we have by the company called Enviro. Regency makes a great selection of wood and pellet inserts and freestanding stoves as well. So if you're considering supplemental or even primary heat for one of your rooms in your house, if you have that old fireplace that you need to do something with, that you don't want to burn wood anymore, consider an insert. All that from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, backyardbillys.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number there, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, Backyard Billy's, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. That's the exit. They're actually on Drummer Drive, that's for sure. Why not stop by anytime? Your backyard's going to look great, and if it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America, is the fireplace. Let's not forget about our friends at Clyde's Sports Shop. That's right. Full line Browning dealer. There's waterfowl season's coming up. I want to tell you about the A5. A5 is a recoil auto loader, and it comes in a variety of styles. And one of them is called the Wicked Wing. The Wicked Wing is a little bit of an uptick from the standard A5. So it's super reliable auto loader, duck hunting, goose hunting, shotgun, featuring kinematic drive. That's recoil operated, not gas. Okay, it's beautiful, low kick. Really good system. It's got a composite stock, and the Wicked Wing has a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver and a Cerakote burnt bronze on the barrel. It's got an oversized bolt release, you know, to work with the gloves, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, which extend past the barrel, and corrosion-resistant chrome bores. And the Wicked Wing models come with an ABS case. Now, there's also the Maxxis. The Maxxis 2 is a really upgraded Maxxis, which comes in their Browning proprietary camo, the Auric, A-U-R-I-C camo, reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. This thing comes to your shoulder unbelievably well. If you're considering one, you consider an A5 or a Maxxis, throw both of them up to your shoulder like you're sitting in the, you know, like you're sitting in a goose blind, you're sitting in a duck, or goose pit or the duck blind, and find out what I'm talking about. Composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, an inflex recoil pad, and oversized control. Both those shotguns are available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full-line Browning dealer, and ammo to match, of course, for licenses, firearms, ammunition, scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, in Halethorpe, that's Baltimore. The phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. The website has been updated. That's right, ClydeSportShop.com. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. That's what Election Day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. And bring some new ones in, and we'll start that show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. A bunch of clowns you voted in. Election day is coming round again. If you don't like it now, if it's more than you'll allow, if you don't like who's in there, we'll vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Bring some new ones in, and we'll start the show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out.
All right, enough of Willie. Enough. We've heard enough politics. Let's talk to Steve in Baltimore City. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hey, Ellen. I'm good. How are you and Robin?
Doing good.
Hey, I wanted to be entered into the, Hecklebox,
Tacklebox Tim has supplied, yep, he supplied a nice selection of fishing tackle for you this month, so there you go.
Yeah, boy, I sure could use it.
Good.
I've lost all my old tackle, you know. And
you lost it?
That's a way to say that it was taken without my permission.
Well, that's not good.
No.
That's not good. So,
yeah.
Was this in your home or was this from your vehicle?
It was from my home. You know, wow. And I used to work at Sears in Columbia Mall.
Right.
And they're sporting goods. They used to have a lot of good fishing equipment there.
Yeah.
And they had one guy. He's an old black guy. He knew everything about all the lures and the he knew how to fish. I always wanted to go fishing with him. You know what? But never did.
Never did. Yep.
And you know when someone came in and needed to know something, I said, "Well, this is a man who knows, you know, all the,
absolutely
what lures to use and you know how to catch a catfish or a rockfish or a rainbow trout." Yeah.
Well, those days of salesmanship are gone.
Yeah.
You know, they are. I mean, you are a salesman. Those days of salesmanship are gone. I see it in every walk of life. I see it in every convenience store. I see it in every restaurant. I see it in every, you know, retail environment I'm in. It's just they've got clerks there that are order takers. Nobody sells you anything anymore, you know? Are people familiar with the product? Yeah, they know where it is. It's over there, you know, and they point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but do they have any knowledge of using it, you know?
Ah, good question. You know, even some of the big box stores, you know, the building supply stores, you can't find anybody. Number two, you know, if you find somebody, you know, they just kind of let you on your own. Now, there, I will say that I've been to a couple places. Those big box building stores where if you go to a specific area and you find the right person, they can give you the good information. So, you know. So.
Sure. Yeah. And whenever I went to, like, Bass Pro, or there's still some good people, you know, here and there.
Yeah, there are. I've got some friends that still work there. So, yes, I know what you're talking about. But there are also order takers and pointers. It's over there, down that left aisle over there. Go serve yourself.
Right. I got a question for you on a pellet gun.
Does okay.
That have to be registered in Maryland, a pellet gun?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because where I'm living, a neighbor has a, called a Staffordshire dog. I guess it's like a pit bull breed.
It is. Yeah, Staffordshire is a pit bull. Yep.
Yeah, and you know, this dog had its mouth on my hand, but didn't bite down.
Well, you're lucky.
I was a little bit worried. I was a little worried that I was going to lose some fingers, Alan, or maybe have some puncture marks in my my wrist or something, or my you know, the back of my hand.
Right.
But anyway, there's food that's being fed to the dog, but some rats are getting the food first. You know, some of the, I don't know, what it, kibble or whatever you call it. You know, it's the processed food, dog food. Yeah, and I'd like to use a pellet gun and, like, take out this rat.
Uh-huh. Well,
I don't
get
know.
One. Take out the rat. Take out the rat. Go for it. I don't know if a pellet gun's going to be enough if you live in the city. That's for sure. I've seen some of those city rats. One of the first, we like took the grandkids to the zoo a year or so ago to see the dinosaur display when they had the life-size dinosaurs, animatronic dinosaurs on display. First animal I saw when I walked in the door was a rat running across running across the entrance of the zoo. I said, "Look, they have those here too." So, all right, hey Steve, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks, Alan.
All right, buddy.
Again, the best to you and Robin.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All righty. Goodbye. There he goes. Tacklebox Tim. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I am doing well. Hey, I have a question for you in a minute, but I want to start out by thanking the Essex Middle River Fishing Club for having me out to be their guest speaker last week.
Oh, good. I'm glad you did.
And one of your frequent callers, Gary from Dundalk, was there. He had a good chat.
Yeah, he emailed me, wondered why all the junk was in the bay. This, you know, he's under the weather, but he wondered why all the junk was in the bay. Yeah, all the debris. And I talked to a fellow friend of mine from up that lives up that way, and said all the gates were open this past week. I guess there was a lot of rain, and you know all that.
Last weekend.
Yeah.
Starting last Thursday, my friend came down from the Redding area, and we fished the Susquehanna Flats area. The flats in the river were just horrible with dirty water coming down. We had to fish the side creeks, Furnace and Swan Creek, to find any clean water whatsoever. And eventually I had friends that fished over the weekend in the bay itself, and it had caught up. And, yeah, that's why you had a lot of the debris and trash and what have you just floating around in the bay.
Now, I went across there Thursday, and there were no gates open that I could tell. But also, when you went across the Bay Bridge, you could see all that stuff out there, too, all the cloudy water and all that stuff. So
yeah, this past Thursday, I would think that rush from the tropical storm that went west of us and up to Pennsylvania, New York, you know, this past Thursday the gates were done, but two Thursdays ago they were wide open.
Right, right. So I got it.
My question for you is, you know, I've shared pictures with you of the deer that frequent my backyard. And probably, I don't know, early or mid-July when we've seen some bucks and they're developing our antlers and they're still in velvet, have not seen them. What is their habits to where all of a sudden they'll disappear in the late summer months?
Well, they'll disappear in the late summer. Yeah. Well, no, not necessarily. Now, you're seeing no bucks at all is what you're telling me, right?
No, I have the does with their young ones walking around.
Right, right, right. Well, late summer, those bucks get together before they start to shed their velvet. And that's groups called velvet bucks, and you'll see more bucks together than a mixed group. Now I'm starting to see some mixed groups, but I'm seeing more of the velvet buck groups. Okay, so they get together I think it's a protection of the not only of the antlers, but all you know, because they're soft at this point when they're in velvet. It's a soft tissue and it's easily damaged. But the bucks get together, and I think that's kind of to let the does and the fawns do their thing, let the does nurse their fawns, and and protect their fawns on their own. You know, because a buck can't come to the defense of a fawn, you know, like a doe can. Because of that soft tissue on your head. So, but that'll change soon because the testosterone levels will start rising very soon, and you'll start seeing those the bucks have shed their velvet, and the antlers are developing into what they call hard horn now. Okay, so when that happens, that velvet begins to split, fall off. They actually rub it off occasionally. Now, that's not what causes a buck rub, but they'll rub that velvet off. They'll actually eat that stuff. There are occurrences of the bucks eating the velvet. And that usually occurs the first couple weeks of September, and after that they're in hard horn. They're ready to start establishing their territories, which is the first thing they do. And then they get into that pre-rut confrontation thing where they're challenging each other for territory and does. And then after that, you know, the breeding takes place usually end of October into the middle of November. So you're seeing those bucks separated from the does this time of year, but they will then start to establish their territories, and you'll see that those bachelor groups start to spread out. Not that they're not all there on the same property, but they have their own little corners, and then they establish their ranges, which is anywhere from a square mile to 5 square miles, depending on their maturity and that type of thing. So they're, right. They'll travel.
Having seen them, midsummer in velvet, I'd like to see how they have progressed and what they've become with the number of points and how big the racks have gotten.
Yep, no question. That's always a fun part. Yep. So that's for sure. But I wish I could tell you what it was in your particular situation. But in general, the bucks are together right now. Through it's not going to be much longer. They're going to be in velvet. Those hard horns are starting to develop now. I haven't heard of anybody that's seen a deer in hard horn yet. But within the next 3 weeks, I'd say that all changes. Their food sources change. Their attitude changes. Their antlers get hard because of an increased testosterone level, and then they get prepared to breed. So, just a natural process.
I hope I get to see them in their full glory as the season progresses.
Yep, exactly. Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. So, appreciate the call, buddy, and
thank you for your expertise. Like I said, I hope I get to see them later on this fall.
Well, you're going to see them. You're going to start seeing them get more and more nocturnal. So when your security light comes on, you want to look out there, and you might see something amazing. So,
all right. Hey, have a great weekend, and tell Robin we said hello.
I will do that. Thanks, Tim.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See you. Bye-bye. All right. We got to take a break, and then we got Don in Middletown in Delaware, and then Richard in Kingsville ready to go right after the break. So let me tell you one more time about our friends at – well, let me tell you about Spurrier's Tire Service first. Spurrier's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dovert and Elliott Roads. And I might change this up a little bit next time and say Spurrier's Tire Service is located at the corner of Elliott Roads and Dover Road right here off Route 50. In Easton. That's where locals get their tires and their auto service work done, and plenty of them. Drive by there anytime. You'll see small business owners. You'll see big trucks. You'll see little trucks. You'll see family cars. You'll see SUVs. You'll see pickup trucks. You'll see trailers. All of that waiting for tires. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. You've got all the others, too. Michelin and all the other brands. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, and that's any make, any model, from the Triumph to a Triaxle. That's right. From a Corvette to It doesn't matter. They got the tires. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, and their farm truck service will come directly to your farm and change the tires and take care of your issues there on the farm on any type of machine, any size of tire, any kind of tire you got. Spurrier's will do it. Garden tractors, farm tractors, if you own a trailer of any kind, a mobile home, a tow behind trailer that go on vacation with, a landscape trailer, a boat trailer. Spurries has the tires. Any type of ATV as well. ATV, side by side, four wheeler. Spurries has the tires. Spurries offers tire repair, full service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light glows on your dashboard. Oh no! Call Spurries. Their 24-hour truck service and farm truck service, much more, has kept Spurries customers, including a lot of landowners and farmers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurries Tire Service a call in Easton, 822-7384. That's 410-822-7384. The website is spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384. Spurries Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. Backyard Billy's. I've said it all. I've talked about them a lot. I've talked about them a lot in the last 2 years. You know they're the place to go for wood stoves, pellet stoves, wood inserts, pellet inserts, gas inserts, electric inserts in your fireplace. They've got all that. They've got everything for your backyard. They've got all the sheds and chicken coops and dog kennels and any kind of decoration you need for your backyard. They've got statuary, which is imported, which is beautiful. If you like a beautiful Asian statue for your yard, they've got that as well, Southeast Asia. That's a family thing. You know, the Billy's wife's family creates all that beautiful statuary there. They've got the grills, a different variety of grills. You'll find anything you could need, want, or imagine when it comes to grills. And any type of furniture for your beach house, any type of furniture for your backyard, tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs, and all of the above. Why not stop by BackyardBillies.com? They're located on Drummer Drive right there off of Route 50, exit 44B, the Evans Avenue exit. You get off the exit. If you're coming from the bridge, you get off the exit, and you just keep going right around to the right, and it puts you right on Drummer, and there's Backyard Billy's. Of course, you're going to see it on 50. So give them a call, 410-827-4500. BackyardBillies.com is their website, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has the Facebook page, Hearth America. They'll update you on everything you need to heat your home. 7 days a week, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. You owe it to yourself to stop by. It's a destination, not just a store. Backyard Billy's. One more time, Clyde Sports Shop. I mentioned I won a beautiful 308 from CVA the other day. The folks at Clyde Sports Shop do carry CVA. One of the firearms that they carry for CVA is the 4570. The 4570. Yeah, it's the one that you can use as a straight wall cartridge, 4570, and it's a break action single shot, and it's made by CVA. They also carry the Optima and the Acura as well, if you're looking for a muzzleloader, if you don't happen to win one and want one. But Clyde Sports Shot has, of course, their full-line Browning dealer. They carry the X-Bolt and all the shotguns, the A5, the Maxis. Excuse me. Ooh, had to sneeze real quick. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop? Hunting season's right around the corner. Time to get in there and get some gear. And if you're still fishing and still crabbing, they got all that stuff too. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Belt, Hale Thorpe, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 242-6108, 242-6108. The website is ClydeSportShop.com. Brand new website, updated. Take a look. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, we're sorry we didn't get to the last two callers. We appreciate you calling in. Both of you are in the contest. We had Richard in Kingsville and Don in Middletown, Delaware. Don wanted to talk about sick of deer, and we'll be glad to talk to him. So there's the music. But it's time for – I can't believe the show's over so quickly today. It really went fast. Time for me to say get out, stay safe. And also to say love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you next week.